Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
You know, when you look at the pattern as we move forward here, there's going to be two waves of cold, one coming Friday and the Wednesday of next week, and then in the Wednesday of next week. It relaxes, and then there's another surge of cold coming from the first 10 days of December, and that is the surge of cold that I'm convinced at some point we're going to get a storm from the Midwest toward the Northeast. You're listening to Weather Insider for Wednesday, November 24th. I almost said October 24th. That one. meteorologist Bernie Reno, meteorologist Jessica Passon. Jessica, we were talking about this yesterday. And, you know, there's always a weather phenomena that gets meteorologists kind of interest meteorologists most. Some it's severe weather, some it's tropical storms. You know, for me, it's winter storms. And I'm excited about this pattern. I don't want snowstorms. I don't want travel delays. But this is the kind of a pattern that does certainly interest me.
Yeah, I think that snowstorms are most interesting to predict this time of year because typically you don't have kind of the prime ingredients that you would, say, in the middle of winter. And that makes things a lot more interesting. It makes things a lot more tricky, I would say, also to forecast. But I do agree with you. We have a couple of different waves that are going to be coming on in. They do bring cold air. But I think that the one, say, the first week or so of December looks a lot more interesting.
Yeah. And, you know, things can change with it, but let's take them one at a time. First of all, we have our cold front that's arriving. It's already pushing in the Midwest today. Now that arrives in the Northeast tonight and tomorrow. I was worried that there could be a little wave. I could still see how, you know, you're looking at a period of rain ending as accumulating snow, not snow showers, but accumulating snows like in a place like Burlington, in Vermont, New Hampshire, you know, there could be a coating to an inch or two of snow. I'm still worried about that. But I think the biggest threat with this is going to be the possibility of a roads becoming icy setup, you know, late Thursday night into Friday across parts of Pennsylvania and New York State.
I agree. And it's mostly a concern for, I would say, folks that, you know, might be doing traveling close by, maybe they're not going too far and they're going to be driving back on Thursday night to wherever they were traveling from. I do think that that's going to create some issues overnight, Thursday night, perhaps into early Friday morning. And then again, Friday, for anyone who's going to be out and about shopping, it's going to be a cold and blustery day.
Yeah. And you know, the lake effect looks to be pretty, I don't know if I want to say intense, but certainly I think it's more impressive than the last lake effect event we had. And, you know, we know that Syracuse, 9-10 inches of snow. This looks like a west northwest flow. So I think areas, you know, between Watertown and Syracuse, south of Buffalo, I think there's an area that we will see over a foot of snow with this before it begins to wind down, probably as we get into Saturday time frame, maybe by Saturday afternoon, Saturday evening. So, you know, we have all day Friday night, then it starts to weaken on Saturday. So that's a more than a 12-hour period, although the bands will be moving where there's going to be some lake effect. But as Jess said, the big story is going to be the cold. Then it gets tricky because Jess, we were talking about this wave. Next one coming in across the Midwest. It's going to be Saturday night into Sunday and perhaps into Monday where we have a wave that comes across the Midwest. You've got a strengthening upper low. I'm not sure where that's going yet, but there is the risk for some accumulating snow, probably west of the coast, west of the 95, but certainly that is a possibility in the Northeast and even parts of the Mid-Atlantic on Sunday.
Yeah, this particular system that comes in later in the weekend, That one's been a little bit harder to pinpoint exactly what's going to happen. I know the models have also had a really hard time with it. They've been kind of flip-flopping back and forth. But I do agree that looks like more of an interior event, but does look like accumulating snowfall, perhaps across parts of Pennsylvania and interior parts of New York State too.
The question is, when it goes offshore, is it guided up the coast or out to sea? And if the upper low cuts off at some point in Pennsylvania, I think then you would have to worry about, I'm not looking for more than a coning to an inch or two with this at most initially. But I think there's the potential in eastern New England, southeastern New England, if this would be guided up the coast, then, and it strengthens a little bit, then, maybe you can get 3, 4, 5 inches. I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure how this is all going to come about, but I think that that's certainly potential. And then you get the cold air building behind that into in the Tuesday. You have one more system coming through the area on Wednesday. And then there's a brief warm up, as we get into the latter half of next week, briefly in the Northeast.
Yes. And then it looks like the system I was talking about, and of course, this is still far out, but the system I was talking about was in the December 5th to 6th timeframe.
Yeah. You could see it like at some point what's happening, and we're trying to describe this. What we've been seeing is we've had a Northwest flow and we've had these little systems diving to the Southeast, across the Dakotas, into the lakes, and some of them are a little farther south, some are a little farther north. At some point, I do believe you're right, some point 4th, 5th, somewhere in that December 4th through 10th timeframe, one of these systems is going to dig a little farther south. You're going to get a storm a little farther south. And keep in mind, we continue to bring rounds of cold air in the Northeast. So you're setting up the cold air. Jess was talking about the fact that you don't have widespread cold air. By the end of next week, you're starting to get a good area of or a large area where this air is cold enough to support snow. But one of these systems is going to dive southeast. It's going to be a little stronger. It's going to be a little wetter. And then all of a sudden, you're looking at the possibility of a significant amount of snow somewhere from the Midwest, maybe the Mid-Atlantic, and into the Northeast. I'm not sure the details on this at all, but there appears to be, that's when you have the real shot around the 4th, 5th, and 6th, Jess.
That's exactly what we're going to do, is continue to build in that cold air. And it's going to be chilly here. We're going to see, I think, rounds of lake effect snow here, likely starting this weekend and lasting all the way through, say, the first week of December, and it is not going to be feeling like, the end of November, the beginning of December. We're about, I would say, a couple of weeks ahead of schedule with how cold this air is going to be.
Yeah, and even stress, I was just talking to our long-range forecaster, Paul Pasluck, and his thought is that from December 1st to the December 10th, I think it's a little later. I think it like Jess thinks, I think the first really, let's take this weekend system out of the equation. I think the first real threat is probably going to be the 4th and the 5th, beginning the 4th and the 5th, because you have a system coming through around the 1st. So a week from today, that establishes the cold air, and then you've got another system diving south and east. But I think even through the 10th, at some point, in this time frame, you and I were talking about this yesterday, before the 12th, there's going to be an opportunity for widespread snows, Mid-Atlantic, Midwest, in the parts of the Northeast. We don't have the details, but I think that's what you have to be on guard for. And each one of these systems, Jess, brings in more cold air. So we're also going to be talking about lake effect snow. Mm-hmm. That is, I think, going to be piling up within the next week to 10 days.
Yep, I would agree. And the lakes, they're still pretty warm. They're above average for this time of year. So they're going to be going here for a while.
So I know we don't have all the details, but I think, the first 10 days of December, I think potentially are going to be cold and perhaps snowy, Midwest into the Northeast. Not sure of the details, but really look for that time frame somewhere around December 4th, 5th, and 6th. So, I never know what days it is, so, we're talking by the time we get into the 4th Jess, that's next weekend. Mm-hmm. So 10 days from now, let's see what it looks like, Jess.
Yep. We're just going to have to continue to watch how things unfold here over the next couple of days, and, or I should say next couple of days to next week or so. And it should be fun to track all these waves.
All right. I hope everybody has a fantastic Thanksgiving. Don't forget to download the AccuWeather app. It's free download on your mobile device. Have yourself a great Thanksgiving.
Thank you for listening to today's edition of Weather Insider. For the latest in breaking weather news, be sure to follow Bernie Reno on Twitter at AccuReno. And be sure to subscribe, rate, and review all of our podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.